Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. Weather is a top trend this morning as Dubai announces distance learning for all private schools due to expected extreme weather. Heavy rainfall, thunder, and lightning are forecast for parts of the UAE from Wednesday night until Thursday evening. Google is currently facing criticism for offering cloud services to Israel in partnership with Amazon. A group of former employees who protested against the company's $1.2 billion deal with the Israeli government has filed a complaint with the U.S. National Labor Relations Board, claiming they were unlawful. Terminated. They also alleged the system that Google and Amazon are providing Israel is being used in the Gaza war, which Google denies. Police assistance has been requested for the second time at a pro-Palestine student protest at Columbia University. New York police entered the university grounds to clear the student group that had occupied an academic building. News footage showed dozens of officers entering Hamilton Hall via a ladder extended from the roof of a police vehicle. McDonald's reported a modest increase in quarterly profits despite a boycott stemming from the Israel-Gaza war. While the boycott is not getting worse, Chief Executive Chris Kempinski does not have a time frame for a return to normal conditions. Sales of McDonald's were dented after its Israel franchise said it had given thousands of free meals to its army. That's all from me, Thuraya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening. More same time tomorrow.